Oh, my lands, here we go again. Another great adventure, another yarn to spin. Every time we get together, what a mess you'll find us in. Oh, my lands, here we go again. Oh, my lands, here we go again.
Oh, my lands, y'all. It's Kathleen and Nikki.
We can't wait to share what we're up to in this episode.
Here we go.
On our way to unclaimed baggage, I remembered that I had a baggage story. In fact, we just about had an unclaimed baggage type situation. And I was coming back from a trip with my mother and two girlfriends. And I was sitting in a seat on the plane where I could watch them unload the luggage. Now, why do you like to watch them unload the luggage? I don't know. It's like those TikTok videos where people just kind of do the same thing over and over and you sit there and look at it. Well, that's what I was doing. So I saw my friend's luggage come off the plane. So I knew it was in the city we were in. And so we went to pick up our luggage off the carousel and it went around and around and around. And her luggage never came off. Neither did this other lady's. So I go up to the baggage claim people, and we're getting close to midnight at this point. It's around 11-ish. And I said, her baggage isn't here, but I saw it removed from the plane. So I know it's here at this airport. And they said, well, yeah, it's here, but there's been a problem. And we were like, okay. And so the problem was, on that same plane with us was this lady from Seattle, Washington, because that's the city we had flown out of, that flies all over the world in making cakes and doing cake competitions. And like, her cakes could be seen on those HGTV shows. And then she taught classes on it. Well, she was coming to town for a great big, for a TV show with HGTV for a great big cake cook-off. And so she had packed in her luggage, and it was a hard shell piece of luggage. She had packed baking stuff that she needed for the competition that she felt like she couldn't get in that city. And I mean, and I guess if you're baking cakes and money's on the line, I mean, you want to use the product that you're used to using. So she had packed all her own products. Well, somehow the airlines managed to break her hard shell luggage. And in doing so, broke a big bottle of red food coloring dye. And it got everywhere. It got all over her luggage. And it got all over my friend's luggage. And the airlines were making her feel really bad about this and saying, you know, why in the world would you do this? Why did you pack this? You know, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, I'm a preferred customer of yours. I pay extra to fly in this club you have and for my luggage to be cared for extra carefully. I pay for that service. And so she's apologizing to us. And I'm like, ma'am, look, don't you apologize to us. This is not your fault. It happened. You didn't throw your luggage around so hard that you knocked a hole in a dang hard case suitcase, hard shell suitcase. I said, you quit feeling bad about this. They have insurance to cover every last bit of this. So the people wanted us to go because it was now about midnight and they were like, sign this piece of paper. We're going to give you some free luggage and you just need to sign this piece of paper. I said, no, absolutely not, because we signed this paper, you're going to say we've settled this claim, and this claim is not settled. I don't know if that luggage is the same value as her luggage or this other lady's luggage, so none of us are signing anything. Just give us the paperwork, we'll file a claim with your airlines. And that poor girl, she's about to sign the paper, so is my girlfriend, and I says, uh-uh. And sure enough, the airlines totally settled with my girlfriend. The other lady probably still have it somewhere. But my girlfriend, that boy, they got her a really nice set of luggage and replaced all of her clothing at what she valued it. And she came away. It was to her benefit. I mean, it's a hassle. Nobody wants to go through the hassle. But, you know, they took care of her and it came out okay.
So for the listeners, this episode is, in our last episode, you heard we were on our way, we were in the car on our way to Scottsboro, Alabama, to go to the unclaimed baggage store. And as you have heard us say many times, we are beginners at this whole podcasting thing, and we are trying new equipment. And after we actually got to unclaimed baggage, we did not know that our equipment was no longer working. And when we got back to edit and produce this podcast for you guys, all there was a bunch of noise. It was not picking up our voices. So we're trying to do a little touch up here just so that we can let you know that we did have a good time, but we do recommend that you go during the week if you want to go, because that's what we were told.
Or I would have get there like right as they opened on, you know, like if you're like us, going during the week's really not an option.
Right.
So I would get there like when they opened on Saturday morning, and we had already
had a full day.
Another segment recording.
Yes, we'd had a full morning. We had gone to breakfast. We'd spent some time with some of your family that they will hear in upcoming episodes.
Yes.
So we didn't get there till like 3 o'clock, and we were pretty worn out, I think.
Yeah, we were pretty tired.
Oh,
but we walked away. Nikki didn't spend a dime.
No.
And I think I spent maybe $7.
Right. Well, and I think that we need to let everybody know also as a follow-up that we did not win the $1 billion.
No, but there is another chance. Kevin bought more tickets tonight because now the other one is extremely high.
Oh, the Mega Millions?
No. I think it's a Powerball. It's real high.
Oh, okay.
It's real high.
Well, so we're not millionaires yet.
No, we're not millionaires yet. We're still toiling away at our jobs, and we're still pulling little old lemon drop.
It is almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We are in Scottsboro, Alabama. I knew nothing about this town, but it is surrounded. Well, not really surrounded, but there are lots of waterways.
In half a mile, turn left.
And this is, I mean, we were told that it was a middle of nowhere kind of town. This is very much a middle of nowhere. And it feels weird that we're going to the unclaimed baggage because we're driving through a neighborhood.
I know. It makes me think.
Oh, look at that cemetery.
I'm telling you.
It's big.
I know it. And it has all different kinds of monuments. And those are the best. Shows. You know, the person's part of their personality. Oh, and look at that stone entry. It's Blessed Lane is what's called getting in there. They have a horse. It's a horse for their monument. Etched horse into granite. Ooh-wee, that cost somebody some money.
Okay, I missed what it just said. What am I supposed to do?
I'm telling
you. Turn left.
Oh, turn left.
It told you.
Look, is that it?
See that big orange bag? That says unclaimed baggage right here?
Over there. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing that over there that says T&W unclaimed baggage.
No. It's I guess the knockoff of the baggage store. Oh, how in the world did you get that? But that's what it looks like.
You think they're going to have a bathroom in there? I got to go.
Well, that's a common theme of our trips.
Oh, dang.
Oh, mercy. That's a lot of people here.
Mm-hmm.
Other people were wanting to do the same thing as us.
And that sun is blinding.
And there really is a bargain basement. There is a unclaimed baggage bargain basement.
Oh, please hurry up and turn, lady. I've got to go to the bathroom so bad. Get out of my way.
Well, yeah, you're about to...
I thought, well,
I know what you thought. When? We got a parking spot.
And she just drove right past it.
We had a little tiny Jeep in there. This gentleman is not in a parking spot. Oh, but he's getting out with this little boy. It's a cute little boy. He's a handsome gentleman, too.
Oh, look.
The cemetery. They're parking in the cemetery to get to the baggage store. Oh, if they did they... That one right there between those two silver cars. Is that one? Oh, the orange car's leaving. Oh, good. And there was that one there, too. Because I feel... Oh,
dude.
You think that person's going to try to take it?
I don't care. There's two spots there. But I want this dude to go where he wants to go and get out of the way. And he's going to walk right in front of the empty parking spot where two cars are trying to pull in there.
I know.
What is wrong with people?
But I was going to say...
And I'm about to pee on myself. Can't he see that in my eyeballs?
Can't he see they've turned yellow? I'm glad we found a parking spot here because I felt would have felt disrespectful parking at the cemetery to come and try to find a bargain.
Oh, we wouldn't have. I would not have done that.
Okay, so you feel like me. Little disrespectful. Okie dokie. So let's go get our bargain on. Well, that charging gave me a little bit of juice. It feels like a lot like a Goodwill.
Well, except that you're not getting Goodwill prices.
No, but you know, there was that diamond tennis necklace for $31,000. I'm like, how do you lose that?
And that was their price, right?
Yeah,
their...
they said it retailed for $62,000. And it wasn't it like 31 carats or I forget what the carats were.
Yeah, something like that.
That's when I go, you got more money than you got sense to lose something like that. And not get it back. I mean, if you were doing a play, this would be awesome. Palettes.
Yeah, because there's so many of the same thing.
Yeah. That's what makes me think that.
This is all the exact same swimsuit.
That's why I think some of this is a palette. This really looks a hot mess down here.
I wonder who's traveling with their drill.
I know.
And without any bits to go with it.
Yeah.
Oh, and their chainsaw. Their electrical. I mean.
Table saw? I mean,
no,
handsaw.
Handsaw. Right, no. But it's not electric. It's battery powered.
Oh.
With no battery.
And I'm wondering about the dang hard hats. Why you got all that, too?
Maybe they're, the people with the hard hats are the ones traveling with the tools.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you get that? I mean, I don't want to be sitting next to somebody on a plane that's carrying. So, I may kick myself later for not going in and going ahead and buying that Fry purse.
Really?
Yeah, because it had never been used. It still had its tags on it, and it was half the price of what you would pay for it in the store.
Oh.
I don't know if this was a must-do girlfriend day, but it has still been a fun girlfriend day.
Yeah, yeah. My favorite part of the day has been breakfast.
Cause I didn't look up anything. We were just going, but if you think about how many brand new things you buy on vacation. Souvenirs, clothes, shoes, purses, everything. so much of that stuff in there had the dang tags on it from when it was purchased.
Right.
And I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that. And everybody there was super, super nice to us. Asked every question we had to ask, explained how everything worked, explained how what they do. Like that stuff that they sell there, those suitcases sit for 90 days waiting for somebody to claim them. Then they get sent to them. And then you can still call them and give a good enough description to get your stuff back.
Right, yep.
So I think if you really wanted your stuff back, it might take some effort, you know, but I'm special about this ring. And I asked the lady, you know, what was it? And I said, this is, I want to think this is ivory. Are you telling me this is ivory? And the lady said, yes, it is. With a ring with an ivory disc surrounded in diamonds. Now, if I had an extra, I think it was like $3,600, I'd have bought that. That's a rare find. I imagine whoever lost that would be upset because you can't buy anything like that. I mean, they stopped the selling of ivory back in the 70s.
One thing that we learned that this can be advice for people, we both said that this was not our favorite girlfriend day. And for people wondering, because we did say on the last episode that we were both hoping to find a purse. Neither one of us found a purse. They did have a Gucci purse there. It was solid black and it had been used, and it was almost $700, and I just didn't want to. I already have a really nice black designer handbag, so I didn't want a solid black one, and I didn't want to pay $700 for a used bag. They had a Birkin.
I was
going to
say, they also had a Birkin. I don't really know what that is.
A Birkin bag is a big deal. If you watched Gilmore Girls or if you watch Sex in the City, either one of those TV shows, they make a big deal over Birkin bags. They had a used Birkin bag that they had on sale that day that we were there for $9,000. It was on sale for $9,000, their sale price for $9,000, and it was used. It did not have the tags on it.
Oh, and I want to say, if you want to go and see some of this jewelry we talk about, the jewelry is the only thing that is online.
That was going to be my advice. Yes, that if you can't, they do have an online store, and neither one of us knew that, so we didn't look. And they explained that the jewelry is the only thing that is online and in the store. Now, jewelry is not the only thing that's online. They do have other things that are online, but if you find it online, you can't buy it in the store. You have to buy it online. But you can look at the jewelry online and then go there and buy it, because the jewelry was what was the same both online and in person in the store. Right? Am I remembering that correctly?
Yes. You're right.
Some things they put, but like for clothes and handbags and sunglasses and exercise gear and things like that, some of it they leave in the store and some of it they put online. And they had all of it. I mean, if you need ski equipment, you need to go there. I've never seen so much ski equipment in all my life.
That was the thing I was going to say. I mean, if you're not a skier and you're just deciding to go, oh, we're going to do a ski vacation, it's on our bucket list. And you don't want to invest all that money in skiing, you know, equipment, because you don't know if you're going to like it. Lands, they got tons of it.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And hockey sticks.
Yeah. Yeah.
And electronics. There's a whole bunch of electronics, too. I guess that's an easy thing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, scads and scads of clothes. Scads and scads of clothes.
And we did not spend time, you and I did not spend time digging through the clothes.
No, it's very crowded. They say you really need to go during the week. Amber helped us. And she was the lady that gave us the entire, oh my land, she took our pictures. She gave us the layout of the store. She helped show me some jewelry. She was a super nice lady. In fact, every worker there was very, very nice to us.
Yes.
They all, and I'm going to guess they must pay their people well because they did not lack in employees.
No, and all the employees were so kind and provided such good customer service.
I mean, you must be happy. You gotta be happy if you're gonna keep being that happy to other people.
And if you're going to work in that kind of environment on a Saturday when it was packed and be happy and be kind to people, yeah, you're right. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And so, I mean, it was neat. I mean, I'm glad we did it. I was able to get another rosary. By the way, it was a rosary necklace, and because I had broken my other rosary, but I did repair it, as I had mentioned in one of our episodes, you know, and on this trip, somehow let y'all know, I ended up coming home and repairing it. But Helen, of course, took that necklace because she always wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I didn't even have that little rosary necklace, but they had a whole section of a religious jewelry.
Yes.
Well, y'all, we hope you can use that piece of advice or tweak it to fit your life and or your friendships. If you have a question that you would like us to answer, or a piece of advice that you would like us to share, email us at ohmylandsherewego@gmail.com.
Oh My Lands, Here We Go is produced by Nick Ling Productions. Our song, OML, Here We Go Again, was written and performed by Joey Boone. Copyright 2022, Joey Boone, eDaddy Music, ASCAP. You can follow Joey on Facebook and Instagram at Joey Boone Music. You can also reach him at joeyboonemusic.com. If you enjoyed the Oh My Lands, Here We Go podcast, please subscribe and review us. This helps us to keep sharing our adventures. You can find us at Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Oh My Lands, Here We Go.
Seriously, y'all, thanks for joining us on this adventure and laughing with us as we go. Hope to see you next time.